Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We're going to be speaking about the treasures in heaven, or storing up your treasures in heaven. But before we get to the message, I just want to encourage you to pray for our crusade coming up the 18th to the 22nd of August in Dar es Salaam, big city on the coast of Tanzania. We've been down there a few times and worked with a great pastors association there and a great worship leader, Bonnie Mwaitegi, that we have worked with about five or six times in Tanzania. And so we have that team assembled, and we're going to be working with them again this time for a big five-day crusade. And so we ask for your prayers, the 18th to the 22nd. Be praying for that. Be praying that God will break through and many, many will come to know the Lord. Many will get delivered. Many will see their infirmities healed and all kinds of other issues that they have in Tanzania, especially witchcraft is very, very big down there. And so we ask you to pray for that. Pray that the people would get delivered from witchcraft, and that this crusade would be a mighty stamp of the kingdom of God on the country of Tanzania. Well, we also have a need for children in the children's home to be prayed for. Many of them are coughing and getting sick. This is a time for malaria here in Kenya when it starts to rain, and we've been having some rain. So we ask you to bless the children, pray for them, pray for their schooling, and we thank you for your prayers for those situations. We are going to be talking today about treasures in heaven, or storing up your treasures in heaven. And this is a big subject, as I spoke before, to the Lord, because your money represents your heart in a way. What you do with your money represents your heart. And so it is an issue that is very close to the Lord. It is of big concern to him, because it tells us in Deuteronomy 8 that he is the one that gives us the power to make wealth. And so when you get up and go to work today and you have success, or when you get up tomorrow and you have success in your job, success in your career, success on your farm, you grow good crops, whatever, then that becomes an issue with the Lord, because he is the one that gives us the power to make wealth. And so if we look in our Bible at Luke chapter 12, verse 16, there's a parable here that Jesus spoke that talks about this very issue. And he said in a parable, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?'" And verse 18, "So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him," verse 20, "'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will these things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.'" Well, this man represents many of us, not only in the United States, but there's rich people here in Kenya also, and not a large proportion like there are in the U.S. The U.S. probably has more millionaires and wealthy people, and the what we call the middle class in the U.S., is certainly rich by the world's standards. Here in Kenya, we have as an average yearly income of the people that I work with out in Makunda Village, the average yearly income is about $1,000 a year, $1,000 US dollars per year. And so the people here by U.S. standards are very, very poor. And so we have people in the U.S. who represent this rich man, and the barns and the farms and the wealth of the people in the areas of the U.S. that are called middle class by world standards are very, very wealthy. And so this man had a good farm, and the Lord was blessing his crops, and his land yielded a great bounty of crops. And so he had no room to store the crops that were coming into his land. Now, this isn't a condemnation of people who put up grain bins. That's not the point of the message here. God wants us to be faithful stewards, and if you need grain bins, put up grain bins. If you need a bigger tractor, buy a bigger tractor. If you need a bigger business, build a bigger business. This isn't a condemnation upon people who expand their farm or expand their business or expand their territory. What God is saying here in verse 19 is the focus of this teaching. And the man says, I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods stored up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And so this man has an attitude that everything that he has accumulated is for his own good. It is for his own pleasure. It is for his own welfare. And therefore, he's going to kick back, eat, drink, and be merry. He's going to eventually, if you followed this story to the very end, he would eventually squander this on eating, drinking, and be merry. And so this is the focus of this teaching. What does he do with the wealth that God has given him? What is he going to do with the blessings that God has blessed him with in relationship to the kingdom of God? Well, is God against riches? That's a big question. Does God want us all to be paupers? Does God want us all to be standing in line to get welfare checks and food stamps and begging on the street corner? No, I don't think that's God's plan. God wants to prosper you. God wants to bless you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. It's plans to prosper you and not to harm you. It's plans to bring you a hope and a future. So it is not God's will that we be paupers. It is not God's will that we wear clothing that is falling off our bodies and is full of holes. It is not God's will that we don't have any money so we can't pay our electric bill or buy food for our family. That is the work of the devil. And anybody that says we shouldn't preach that God wants to prosper us, I don't agree with that. I believe God wants to prosper you. He wants to give you wisdom so that you know how to make money. It is God that provides the wisdom so we can make money. It is God that gives us the power to make wealth, says in Deuteronomy chapter 8. And so God wants to give you the power. Maybe he has already given you the power to make wealth. Maybe you're very wealthy and you're listening to me today and you haven't got the message that God wants you to store up your treasures in heaven and not just take care of your own petty needs here on this earth. And I'm not saying buying food is petty. That's not what I'm saying. You need to feed yourself. You need to feed your family. But compared to how some people have accumulated wealth and storing up money for themselves and their own greed becomes their focus of their life and nothing for the kingdom of God, nothing to honor the person who gave them the power to make that wealth, then that is when God's focus then comes into play and God's point of view comes into play. What does God really think about riches? Well, Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no sorrow to it. And so God wants you to be rich. He wants you to be blessed. And he wants you to then use your treasures that you have accumulated, the treasures that you have been allowed to accumulate because of God. He wants you to use those to bless the kingdom and move the kingdom forward in a way that other people know and see your testimony about what God has done in your life. And he adds no sorrow to it. Therefore, you're not going to be jumping out of a window when the stock market goes down a little bit, or if you run into some headwaters in your business or on your farm, your tractor gets a knock in the engine, you're not going to be jumping out of the window because you understand that there are trials that go with making money. There are trials that go with any business. There are trials that go with farming. But God's blessing arch over all of the problems. God's blessing will add to you if you stay persistent. God's blessing will add to you if you stay diligent in your work, and He will add no sorrow to it. God is not going to allow you to have sorrow with your riches, because you're understanding that your focus is not on accumulating dollars. That's not your focus. Your focus is on working hard, being diligent, being accountable, but giving glory back to God for the riches that He has allowed you to accumulate. Well, Proverbs, I'm going to look at a few Proverbs here in addition to 10:22. Proverbs 11:24 says, "There is one who scatters, yet increases all the more, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty." And so when you have money in your hand, if God has blessed you and people need help, and this is a very big scripture to me here in Kenya, because every single day somebody comes to me asking for help. Every single day somebody comes asking for money, for food. They either come to the church, or they talk to me on the street, or they talk to me in a store, or they somehow get in touch with me through email. I have hundreds of emails every week of people asking for money, people needing money for their ministry, for orphans, for children's homes, all these kinds of things. And so there is one who scatters, yet increases more. So when you give your money out, and I'm not saying give out every last penny, if God doesn't tell you to do that, don't do that, because you may need to buy food for yourself. And that would be foolish for you to just give all your money away and then you go stand in the poverty line. That's not God's plan either. But when you judiciously and use wisdom to give out the money God has given to you, there is one who scatters, or in other words, you spread your wealth around and yet it keeps increasing. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. In other words, when you hold that money with a tight fist, and you're still holding maybe that first dime you made 30 years ago, and you don't give to the church, you don't give to the pastors, you don't give to the missionaries, you don't give to the Christian organizations or even the Red Cross or anybody, you just have no heart to give to other people, then God is going to lead you to poverty. I'm not wishing that on anybody. I'm just reading what the Word of God says here, that God wants you to use your money and scatter it around, give it to people who need it, maybe help somebody with their family, with their medical bills, with their food bills. Here in Kenya, a major issue is people's medical bills. When people get sick and have to go to the hospital or even just to visit the clinic, they have no money to pay for the bills. And so that's another big issue that comes up in ministry here. We help people pay their bills at the hospital. We help people buy medicine. Very few people, very small percentage of people in Kenya have any kind of health insurance. And so this is a big issue in helping people with their medical bills. Well, Proverbs 11:25, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will be watered himself. And so if you have a spirit of generosity, if you have a spirit of helping other people, a spirit of mercy, that you have compassion for other people in their situation, whether it's a situation of sickness or maybe they've had crop failure or whatever, if you have a generous heart, and you see and understand the plight of other people who have not been as successful or don't have any money to deal with the financial problems that they have, and you give to those people, then you will be watered yourself. And it says the generous soul will be made rich. Well, beloved, that is riches from the Lord. That is storing up your treasures in heaven when you are made rich by the Lord because of your generosity, and you will be storing up your treasures in heaven. And when you get to heaven, the Lord will have a blessing and a reward for you for your generosity. He'll have a reward for you. He'll have a crown for you to put on your head because you blessed many people, and the Lord will have your treasures stored up before you get there, and you will enjoy the fruit of your labor. Well, verse 26, Proverbs 11, the people will curse him who withholds grain. In other words, if you're stingy in giving, and you don't sell or you don't give away your grain, the people will curse you who withholds grain, but blessings will be on the head of him who sells it. And so when you sell your grain and you disperse money to the church, you disperse money to the pastors, to the missionaries, then the Lord will bless you, and your blessings then will be stored up as treasures in heaven. Well, Proverbs 11:28, he who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. Okay, so you have a lot of money, so you've done very well in your farm or in your business or however you have made your money, maybe investing in the stock market. He who trusts in his riches will fall. In other words, don't put your trust in that. Put your trust in God. Put your focus on God. He will continue to bless you. He will continue to add to you, because that is his desire. If your focus is on God, he will continue to add. He will continue to build your barns for you. But if you trust in riches, if your focus is just on the riches, and that is what you worship mammon, which is the riches of this earth, and you don't worship God, then you are going to fall. But the righteous, those who have their priorities in the right place, God wants you in church on Sunday. He doesn't want you working 24/7. God wants you to do some work for the church. God wants you to be there for prayer meetings. God wants you to be there. I'm not saying live at the church. The church is the people. And so, yes, the church people are going to be about their business during the week. But God will bless those who take time for God in their life. God will bless those who give their priorities to God in their life. And it says they will flourish like foliage. Well, we know foliage is the green trees, the green bushes. And when you get rain on the green trees and the green bushes and on the grass of the pasture, your cattle will flourish and your crops will flourish and you're going to be blessed. And so those who don't put all their trust in riches, but you put your trust in God, then your life is going to flourish like the foliage. One more Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 7. There is one who makes himself rich, yet has nothing, and one who makes himself poor, yet has great riches. Well, this is a condemnation of those who worship money, of those who love money. And so this is a condemnation on those who have their priorities in the wrong place. They're not concerned at all about storing up their treasures in heaven. They have no time to pray. They have no time to go to church. They have no time to take their family to any church activities. And so as a result, they are making themselves poor, even though they might have a lot of money in their bank account. Well, the Lord says, I'm going to wrap up here. The Lord says, be content with what you have. And when you are content with what you have, then God may add to it. He may open doors of opportunity for you to increase your wealth. But at each step of the way, be content with what you have. 1 Timothy 6:6 says this, now godliness, this is the Apostle Paul talking, now godliness with contentment is great gain. And so when you are godly, when you are at peace with God, and you have a peace that you know you're serving God in the way that he has instructed you to, that you have the wisdom, and you know that God is blessing you because of your daily activities, it says godliness with contentment is great gain. And so you can be content whether you're making $20,000 a year or $40,000 a year or $2 million a year. You can be content with that. And you don't have to stay in that place. If God opens up opportunities for you to expand, go ahead and expand. It's God's will that you do so, but give God the glory, give God the honor and the credit for the wealth that you make, and be content with whatever you have. If you lose money sometime because hail hits your crops, Be content with what he has given you that week. If you lose money because the stock market crashes, which it eventually will, it has many times and it will again, be content at that place and just build back again and build back to that place where it was before it went down. Verse 7 in 1 Timothy chapter 6. For we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. You never saw a hearse going with a U-Haul trailer going along behind the hearse with the person's belongings and the person's gold and jewelry in that U-Haul trailer. Well, sometimes people try to stuff that kind of thing into their casket, but they're not going to take it with them to heaven. They're not going to take it with them to hell or wherever they go. And so you're not going to be able to take anything out of this world. You came into this world naked and without anything. That's the way you're going to go. And Americans have been so blessed because when they're born, they come into a world that is full of material wealth. They come into a world where there's good government. They come into a world where there's opportunity. They come into a world where there's great land and lots of fresh water, lots of resources, minerals, forests, all these things in America that people are born into. And we don't understand how difficult it is for people in third world countries or impoverished countries. We don't understand how difficult it is for people to put money together and start a business or put money together, feed their family, and send their children to school. All these things that we take for granted in the USA, it's practically impossible because of institutionalized poverty, corruption, theft, and all these things that occur in third world countries. It's practically impossible for people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and come out of that poverty-stricken situation. Well, Paul says, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. In other words, be content with wherever you are. If you're rich, be content, but give your money to the Lord. If you're poor, be content. Look for opportunities. Those who desire to get rich, verse 9, those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. So when your focus is just on getting rich for riches' sake, just like the man who says, I'm going to put up more barns for my livestock and for my grain, and then I'm going to sit back and eat, drink, and be merry. It says those who desire to be rich fall into temptation because you're never satisfied with what you have. You never have contentment with what you have. And Paul says that you will fall into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, from which some have strayed away from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Well, God is saying, don't love money. We have to have money. Money is a means of communication. It's a means of commerce. It's a means of trading. It's a means of mediation. But if you love money more than you do God, God is going to set you straight someday, and you will not have treasures in heaven when you get there. You will not have crowns stored up for you and treasures stored up for you when you get there. And beyond that, you may not even get there. And so God's will is that you use your money wisely and you use the wisdom that he gives you to acquire wealth, and you use that wisely so that you can bring glory and honor to God through your life. And your life is a testimony to how God has blessed you, how he has provided for you. And if you do that, you're going to be in good standing with God. Well, beloved, I pray that this message has been a blessing to you and that you think about and pray about your place in helping move the kingdom forward. Some of you are sitting on your money, and you may not be sitting on it literally, but it's in an account or it's in a barn somewhere, and God says release some of that money to push the kingdom forward, release some of that money to help missionaries, to help pastors, to help churches. And if you do that, God will bless you. And if you do that, you're going to be reaping the benefit from it, and the treasures in heaven will be stored up for you as you lay up those treasures. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that, and we thank the Lord for those of you who have prayed for us, those of you who have provided for this ministry. I invite you to provide for us. I invite you to help support us, support this work in Africa, support the Crusades and the Children's Home and the other endeavors, the other projects we have going here in Africa. Stay tuned for contact information. You can find out how to get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have your support. Pray about it and see what the Lord says to you. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.